Well, just getting back into the swing of things and, getting back with teammates and getting timing back down and the rhythm back down.
Feeling more comfortable now than maybe last year at the same point?
Oh, yeah. One more year in the offense, know the offense a little better and know my role a little better. So it's a lot easier to come out here and play as hard as I can.
Second first team draft call yesterday. That's pretty good. Is that what you expected in your second year?
Yeah. Expect to get in and contribute to the team as much as I can, and whatever way they ask me to do it, that's how I'm gonna do it.
You like all the competitiveness on the tight ends they brought in?
Of course, competitive can only make you better.
What have you been able to learn from Calorito?
A lot. Just how to be a pro. He's the ultimate guy to look up to. He's been in this thing for a while, and he knows the nuances of the game. So any question I ask, he's able to answer for me.
Well, you said you understand your role a little better this year now. What is your role exactly?
It's just being the guy that can help the team in any way possible, whether it's special teams, on the offense, wherever they want to put me, that's where I'm going to be at.
I remember last year talking a little bit that you had some technique things to clean up blocking-wise. Do you feel you've gotten better in that, I think?
Yeah, I've been working as hard as I can to get that down, and I think I've made some vast improvements, and hoping to reflect that out there on the field.
How do you go about working on that? Is it just like extra reps on the bags, or what are you doing there?
Yeah, I've been working with Rhett Ellison as well. He's been helping me a lot after practice as well, and just reps, basically. That's the main thing that'll help with that.
Excited to get the pads on then on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. It's always the big day when you first put the pads back on, and it'll be fun. All right.